And the alignment of the planets could be affecting all of us in ways that we don't know. Whether or not you believe that is up to you, but there is no doubt that Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, Uranus, Venus, and the Moon have all lined up for the last time in an alignment for the last time until 2040. And joining us on the line now to discuss this further is Dr. Daniel Kannemer, the Science Engagement Astronomer at the South African Astronomical Observatory. Daniel, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. Do you think it's this planetary alignment that's making me a little bit goofy today?
you didn't ask a scientist that, did you?
Okay, let's go back to the science then.
I'm just here to, ruin all the fun.
So I believe that the prime time to see this visual spectacular display was yesterday, but we can still view it this evening, can't we?
We can, with some caveats. So again, ruining your fun. So the planets are definitely aligned in the night sky, and they're visible, but it's not easy. Jupiter, Mars, Venus, we can see quite easily. The Moon will be in play too, and we can also see that very easily. But Mercury and Uranus are very difficult to spot at the best of times. Mercury you can spot with the naked eye if it's really dark, but at the moment it has Jupiter right next to it, which would make that very difficult. And Uranus you can't spot with the naked eye, so you'll need a set of binoculars or a small telescope and to know exactly where you're looking. So in terms of what will be visible to us, Jupiter sets soon after sunset, so you'll have to look at sunset or soon after, and you should be able to see Jupiter, Venus, and then Mars with the Moon in the middle. It's still worth a look, and definitely I always encourage people to go outside, have a look at the Moon, even if just the Moon and the planets. And it looks like we'll have a wonderful evening here in Cape Town, so you can do that.
In the Independent, the UK Independent, there's a beautiful picture, which is, the caption says that it was taken in Death Valley. So obviously one of the best places to probably view this, because there's very little light around you. And it really does look spectacular. In terms of the opportunity to view it from Cape Town, if you do have a telescope or some very strong binoculars, where would you want to be looking, Daniel?
So the planets are setting on the western horizon. So just after sunset, Jupiter will set, 40 minutes later. So it'll be just above the horizon just after sunset. And then over the next few hours, all the planets will set. So you really need a clear western horizon, preferably. Being in Newlands would not be suitable.
Okay.
And then, as you said, if you have a small telescope available, then you can possibly spot Mercury and Uranus. Otherwise, just enjoy the others.
And is today the last day that this will be visible?
No, so the planets, move through over the days. They don't move a huge amount from day to day. Some move more than others. Jupiter is moving closer to the sun from our perspective, so it will be setting closer and closer to sunset and will be more and more difficult to see. Mercury, as I said, is always very difficult to see because it's obviously always very close to the sun. But the others, Venus and Mars, will be up for some time.
These sort of visual feasts from outer space are spaced very far apart. So, for instance, there's no way I'm going to be talking to you on the radio the next time this happens in 2040, just like things like Halley's Comet. They're not frequent. But what is the next space feast that we can look out for?
Maybe I'm a cynic, but, it's a very specific alignment which won't occur again for, say, 400 years. But many other alignments happen. So we have these sort of conjunctions irregularly. We'll get the Moon and Venus and Mars all within a very small patch of the sky. And then on another year, maybe next year, maybe the year after, we'll have them all in the morning. Not to diss the media, of which you and I are a part, but the media, likes to latch onto these things, and it's always very appealing to hear how many years before we'll ever be able to see it again.
Mm.
But I think that, not to take away from it, as I said at the beginning, I think that it's a wonderful way for people to just take the opportunity this evening or tomorrow evening and find a western horizon and look. I think that the moon is looking beautiful at the moment. We've got a clear night in Cape Town, and take a moment just to look at the stars and the planets. And I think that in itself is worth it, alignment or no.
Daniel, you've made it clear that I can't ask you about how this alignment's affecting our moods, but I can ask you what physical impact it has on Earth. Does it have any, such as affecting the tides or anything like that, weather patterns, etc.?
No. So, you know, this alignment is just from the perspective of Earth, right? Mm. These planets are orbiting the sun, and on their own orbits at sort of relatively fixed distances from us. Obviously, we're all orbiting at different rates and in different parts of the solar system. But, you know, there's no gravitational forces or anything of note that are happening other than with the moon, which, you know, does affect the tides. But that's fairly predictable and consistent. So, you know, these are just alignments of perspective. They aren't alignments in space other than from the perspective of Earth and from our viewpoint. So there is no sort of physical alignment that's happening that's causing any particular force to expand or kind of increase.
Got it. Thank you very much, Dr. Daniel Kanema, the science engagement astronomer at the South African Astronomical Observatory. Grab the kids, grab your granny, grab your friends, and get outside this evening and just observe the beauty that nature has to offer. This alignment, as Daniel said there, probably not going to be repeated for potentially 400 years or so. So definitely worth going outside and checking it out.